Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Hey, my goodness. Here we are. Big shout out to Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world, our radio audience, and the Gulf Coast.
Yes.
Every day, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're so honored to be there with our sponsors and our partners in your living room every single weekday. And so make sure you catch us there. If you don't catch us on the radio, we're going to be in your living room talking to you, hopefully giving you a light perspective. So I'm looking at my notes. Right. Let me see how my notes
are. Let's see. Right. Did you find them?
There.
There they are.
In case you don't know what that was, that's called paper. You used to have paper. Everything's digital nowadays. That was not an iPhone. It wasn't an Android. It was paper with scribble on it. Do you know what I wrote right there? Can you know what I wrote?
Doubt it.
Doubt it?
Evil suspicion?
Oh, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
Why did you say that?
That's what it says.
Does it really say that?
I think. Interpreted it that way.
There's not a zoom button on it. I don't know how to look at it.
Yes, sir. You just got to go up and down. Well, I want to talk about, I guess since Pat brought it up, the evil suspicion. Oh. And it's amazing. I want you to really think about this, because God has created you in his image and his likeness. So you can say, no, I'm not. But doesn't, you know, yes, he did. And God is a creator. And if he created you in his image and his likeness, and he's able to speak things into existence and call things, I mean, that's what we're able to do. I mean, look what men are able to do. Men are able to build industry and business and these different things that God, even evil men, can, you know, more. I think it seems at times that the people in the world understand how they're created more so than the church. The church sometimes is in defeatism versus, like, you know, we can do this thing. Let's go outside the door, the building and things, you know. But so we have this, that we have the ability to begin to bring things to pass, good or bad. I mean, it's amazing when you talk to someone, the two people that are in the very same business, the very same type of house, same community, same everything, but you talk to one person who's having the very same existence as the other one, and one is a nervous wreck. They're biting their fingernails, their toenails, even the dog's nails. I mean, they are so nervous. They're terrified. It's their whole life is like, oh, what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And what about that? What about this? And you talk to the other guy and the lady or the man, and they're going like, you know, I was thinking about taking the dog on a walk today. You know, I was just abiding this morning, and God's just good. And you think, how could their lives be so different? I mean, we're talking about even two believers, two Christians. And it's like, how, if your life is that identical, I mean, you're both Americans, you're both Christians, you both have shelter over your head, you're able to pay your rent, or your mortgage, and you're able, you have a car. I mean, there's similarities. You're parallel. I mean, how can you be so terrified and the other one be so calm? It's because of what you created in your own heart. It's what you believe. It's what you think. I mean, here you were with all that fear, with nothing to fear at all. With all that dread, with nothing to dread at all. You can create these things. So that particular person, say these are two ladies, for example, the one lady that was fearful, just what she thought. I mean, she thought that, and it became real to her. Mm-hmm. I mean, her pulse goes up. She gets high blood pressure. All these things begin to happen in her life. And it's like, how could that be? Somebody says it's genetics. Says, no, she believed that's how it was going to be. And she believed that she was going to lose her job. And she believed that she was sick. And she believed that her marriage is going to fall apart. And she believed that it would never work. And the other one's like, you know, God's got this thing. Everything's okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's so important to understand. That's how we work. And so when you look at the enemy will start using folks, media, for example, to begin to feed into your eyes and into your ears something they want you to believe, because you need to buy into it. I mean, why in the world would they lay a half-naked woman across the car? What is a car and a woman? Mm. I mean, or a man, but just what does a person have to do with the car? Well, they're wanting to seduce the person And at the same time, they want to bring the car into their focus, is what they're wanting to do, mm-hmm. what Steve told me. And so, you know, with that they understand that they have to get the buy-in, because you can create this through your belief. You can create this world. And if you start believing it, mm-hmm. and for some reason you start saying, you know, I got to get that car. I'm no longer satisfied with the car I have. I got to get which one. I don't remember which car it was, but it's the one that the lady was talking about.
Right.
And it's that all of a sudden they want to get you to kind of change your mind. Well, that's why it's so important to watch what you're thinking, because you can create stuff. You can create stuff. You can create. You're creating your own world, your own belief system. And one thing I think about false teachers, people that are teaching these false things, he talks about them in 1 Timothy chapter 3, I think he says, and he's talking about, he says, if anyone teaches other than what he's been teaching and does not agree with sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching. I mean, how many people do not agree with sound instruction? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is amazing. Like, okay, let's okay. 1, 2, mm-hmm. 3. It's all goes together. Nope, I don't think so.
Right.
You know, and right now today in America, we're sitting here talking to folks that they don't agree with sound instruction, sound doctrine. They're just like, they just don't. It's like, that means they're not a believer, by the way. So you know that. Mm-hmm. And they don't believe. He says, does not agree with sound doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teachings. Teach. All you talk about is what God's word says. Like, it's because I myself am trying to line up with what God says. You know, I want to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And then he says, these folks, he says, they're conceited and they understand nothing. In other words, all they're thinking about is themselves, and you're having some intellectual conversation with somebody who don't care what you think, because they don't understand anything. All they're thinking about is how is it going to affect them. Mm-hmm. And then he says, these people have unhealthy interests and controversies. They just cause arguments. Those folks, there's like, everything's an argument. It's like, how did it become an argument? Because I'm trying to distract from the reality that I don't want anything to do with God. And that doesn't sound good to say that. Mm-hmm. And I've convinced myself and I created my own world that I truly have a relationship with Jesus Christ, even though I don't want anything to do with his teachings and I don't mm-hmm. want to follow him.
Right.
So instead of all that, I'll just create some tension and some stress and some arguing. And he says they have an unhealthy interest in controversies and they quarrel about words. It's like, well, didn't you say, wasn't it, you know, John 3:17? It's like, what are you doing? It's like, it's 3:16, you know, you got to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. And then, so that these particular mindsets that they have result in envy and strife, and then amazing, malicious talk and evil suspicions. Mm-hmm. And constant friction between people mm-hmm. of corrupt minds who have been robbed of the truth, and who think godliness is a means to financial gain. How many people today, I mean, from our experiences, I know that, you know, it's sad to say, but, you know, very religious folks, you know, we've had some pretty interesting encounters. Yeah. Like, how come every time we're with you, it's a storm, or we're with mm-hmm. the rest of the church, there's no storm. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? It's like,
yeah.
Could it be that you have an unhealthy interest in controversies, that it's about, quote, my ministry, unquote. Mm.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Right. Amazingly so.
And it's like, is this about words? Is there a storm? It's like, what's going on? And then, so all of a sudden, these people, what they say, if you listen to all that, you know, they can change your world. All of a sudden, you start buying into this evil suspicion. And that's a very dangerous thing, because you can create what you suspect. And that's what I want to talk about, is that you can begin to be suspicious about people. And you can be, I mean, look at the media and what's going on. And we try to be very careful not to create suspicion. Everything that we try to say on VFN-TV and the data radio program, we try to source everything that we can so that you can see where we got it from and you understand that we're reporting the truth as we know it based on the evidence that we see. in regards to the scripture, because we just don't want to just talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is where this came from.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, evil things do happen, but it doesn't need to be evil suspicions. And therefore you're saying something. So many people are saying something. We did have somebody say this once, and that they were on our Facebook, and they said, you know, the Republican Party is God's party. And I was like shocked. I'm like, somebody actually thinks God has a party. I mean,
wow.
He does have a party. I guess it's him. Mm-hmm. It's his own party.
Right.
And God's not into politics. He's into his way. His. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you whose side God's on. He's on his own side.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get on that side.
Right.
And I'm not saying anything negative or positive against, this is what was said, commented. And all of a sudden you start seeing people start throwing these evil suspicions out and people just buy into them. But you ask them the question, you know, where did you get this from? How do you know this to be true? And you start finding out that they've been talking about all this evil suspicion stuff. There's no foundation at all to what they're saying.
Mm.
But yet, if you bought into them, we're going to talk more about this after the break. Understand that your world will become that reality. You'll begin to believe these suspicions, and all of a sudden you're suspect of everybody. And I know some people right now, right this moment, that you got a call of God on your life, and you're right in what you're hearing, what God is saying about you, but you're listening to people with evil suspicions, people who call themselves of God. And they're all they do is talk about evil suspicions about men and women of God and all this gossip and all this kind of stuff. And you're buying into that, and you're missing your call. Because these people have unhealthy interests in these type of things. We're supposed to be united in God,
mm-hmm.
not divided. And you see these different things going on. That's what's really happening. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, 2 locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy. $50 Eye Guy.
The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level. Linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be 4 or 5 other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
Well, I just want to say right up front that Donna was out shopping, and she got a Saints jersey.
Oh, wow.
A Saints jersey. That's a football team, not hockey. And
does she need something to mop up the floor?
No, actually.
I mean,
thing about it was, you know, if you look back, if you study the archaeological digs around New Orleans, you'll find out they did win once.
Did they?
They did. Okay. And it must be over because she found it in somebody's garage brand new for $1.
$1.
Do you remember the day that those things were so high? It was like,
wow.
These were just like,
oh, yeah.
These were like stuffing, you know, for your like place the peanut thing. And so, of course, I'm like, I'm going to, she says, like, I got to give this to Pat. And I'm thinking, you got to give that to Pat. I'm going to sleep in it. And I had a dream.
Was it a scary dream?
Huh?
Was it a scary dream?
They just lost again.
Okay. I don't know what
it was.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. Really, there wasn't a dream. Nothing happened as usual. But I can't believe $1. It's going for $1 now.
Wow. I never come across that.
I said,
like that.
Baby, if you ever run into another one, you know, get it.
Yeah.
Get it.
Because
they will quit printing them after a while.
Yeah.
You're listening to VFN Radio.
where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Now, I don't want you to be suspicious about what I'm talking about here. I mean, if you're thinking right now, I bet she's talking about me. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's evil suspicion. No, mm-hmm. I'm talking about the Word of God, what he says in the Bible. And so we're created in the image and the likeness of God. So when you hear the words of Jesus, when he says in Mark 11:23, he says, truly, this is Jesus, the Son of God, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says will happen, it'll be done for him. He didn't say if you're religious, if you read your Bible, if you're a Christian. Mm-hmm. He's talking about the power of the mm-hmm. spoken word. I mean, look, I mean, you cannot deny people who understand vision. When you look at Nimrod and the Tower of Babel, I mean, they had a common vision. They were walking together, and even God himself said, if we don't go there and stop this thing, they'll accomplish what they set out to do. That's how God's created us in that, mm-hmm. in that way. Which means that you as a believer can create good things. You can speak good things into existence. You can talk good about folks instead of bad about folks. You can don't entertain something that doesn't have evidence. And evidence is not another suspicious person agreeing with the one they just had coffee with or something, right?
Right.
And so evil suspicions, understand, this is the enemy is going to divide you from everybody you need to be united with in the body of Christ, including your husband and wife and children and your fellowship and other parts of the church. If you don't understand evil suspicions, the devil is going to sow continually weeds. He's going to sow continually. He's going to use those folks that are hanging around the wheat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the weeds and the wheat grow together. He's going to use those mouths. They're going to say things, and you're going to have to say, I am not going to let you create a world in my heart and my mind about this person or this or that, including the President of the United States. I mean, how many people, you don't even know him. You don't even know him. You have no evidence personally. All you've heard is somebody else say something. You haven't put any time into research what you're talking about. You haven't sourced what you're saying, and you've created this whole thing about evil suspicions. Mm-hmm. And you think about, I mean, and there's some terrible things going on. I know it's going on, but we actually researched it out. But when you research it all out, you start finding out it was President George Bush is the one that got Prime Minister Barack to be able to give the land up in Israel. It wasn't Barack Obama, President Barack Obama. It was George W. Bush, him and Condoleezza Rice had him mm-hmm. to sign the treaty to give the Gaza Strip over to the Palestinian people. And whatever. But the thing about it is we have to understand that we've got to be careful, because if we start saying these things, then people will believe them, or maybe you'll believe your own press. Mm. And you'll start creating this whole thing in your heart that's not even true about this particular person or, you know, whatever. I mean, it could be, but it's by accident that you got it. It's not by evidence. And how many people, I mean, even people that say that they have a gift of prophecy or discernment, and it's like, no, that's just being critical mm-hmm. and fault-finding in what you've seen or read somewhere else. You didn't give that word. That's an Elijah list word. And so we have to be really careful, because if somebody starts telling you that it's over, life as you know it's over, and all of a sudden you start thinking, okay, it's over, what does it mean, like, be over, what's it going to be like? Oh, you know, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to quit my job. And all of a sudden you start creating this whole reality of it being over. What happened was somebody gave you a suspicion. It's an evil one, because it's not over until God says it's over.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you got to get in the Word of God and find out, you know, what's really going on. And, you know, we're told very specifically that, you know, the judge is God, not us. It's not our job to judge each other. We need to check ourselves to see mm-hmm. if we're in the faith, but we're not. And even in yourself, in regards to, you know, just trusting God with you. I mean, if he found you the first time, if you get lost, he could find you again. I mean, so many people were scared of making a mistake, you know, and it's just like, just move, begin to walk with God. It's a big story, and it's not about you. It's about God. And some of the arguments that come up today in the American religious experience of the church, it's like it doesn't even fit in the 95% of the world's population when they're just struggling to exist and not beheaded and stay alive. And so evil suspicion. So think about it. When you're listening to, be careful who you listen to in regards to media sources, because they understand that they have to message you and message you and message you till finally you start believing that global warming is a reality. Then you start believing global warming is a reality, which is an example. And next thing you start talking to people about, then you try to go green. And next thing you know, your power company's going, hey, you know, we want to email you your bill instead of send it to you. You know, everybody's like green, green, green. Just what happened? It's like the message. If they understand, if you start believing that, then that's what you start doing. People believed that we would have a better America when the majority of Americans elected our current president. I think it was hope. And the reality is that he's a human being like everybody else. And it's for us. We have to believe that we're going to have a better country. We have to believe in the original intent of this nation. We have to believe in the Constitution. We have to believe that as a Judeo-Christian nation, and once we start believing that and get rid of all these evil suspicions, we realize that that it will begin to create that America again. We'll begin to, but if somebody tells you America's bad, and then you start meditating on America's bad, and you start having these evil suspicions about America and its roots and its journey, you know, all of a sudden, then you start creating, it's like, we shouldn't even exist. You know, we're just terrible people. And you create that. And it's amazing how they're doing that. When you survey college campuses, because many of the college professors are creating a message, a narrative to get students to believe bipolar opposites about the founding fathers, the principles of God, and Christianity. I think Islam has a higher rating than Christianity's on college campuses. 70% of Christians who go to college campuses lose their faith, I believe is what they said, and 50% who go to Christian colleges deny their faith by the time they get out. Why? Because they're messaging, they're creating, you know, did the founding fathers really have this in mind? Is this what they really wanted? I mean, were they really Christians? I mean, look at their mistakes and look at their evilness and look at look at ours. We're all have made. So we've all sinned and fallen short. But the ultimate beginning of evil suspicions, which proves we cannot do this because it will lead us astray, is when Adam and Eve were in the garden and God, the perfect God, who just created them, their hair was still messed up from the wind of God blowing life into their bodies. Who were walking with God on a daily basis, strolling with God, who had the whole earth was given to them to take dominion over it. And God said, listen, I don't want, it's very specific, I don't want you eating from this tree of knowledge of good and evil. That was it. That was it. Then all of a sudden, Lucifer shows up with evil suspicion. And he said to Eve, did God really say, don't eat from this tree? Isn't it true? Isn't it true that he just doesn't want you to eat from it because he doesn't want you to be like him? And all of a sudden, with all this suspicion against God, bro. This was made against God. And if you could sit all day long and listen to those dark mouths speak that evil suspicion against God, against this nation, against people that are leading our country and against Israel, and you let that feed into your spirit, you're going to have to contend with it the way Eve contended with it. And that was called the fall of man. Man fell because of evil suspicions. Everything was fine. You cannot entertain somebody telling you. There's a reason why Dinesh D'Souza got arrested and is in a halfway house in California because he told the truth about the lie spoken over America. It's like five lies spoken trying to discredit who we are. Is America really an exceptional country? Is America really good? Is it really founded on Judeo-Christian values? understand it, compared to the rest of the world now, compared to the rest of the world, America is amazingly good.
Right.
Other countries are trying to become like America. People are coming over our borders. Only in America can you become an American. You can't go to China and say, I'm a Chinese man. Right. No, you're an American in China. This is the only country that you can truly worship freely with the First Amendment, that you can all these rights of yours that's in the Constitution, that you can vote for the actual leader of the country or not vote for this, whatever. But if you sit back, even as a church, and begin to believe all these evil suspicions about each other, about your spouse, about your parents, how many kids today have been turned away from your own destiny because you had let the accuser speak evil suspicions in your ear, and now you eat from the forbidden tree. And now look, you can repent. You can say, you know what? I'm going to find out what's true. I'm going to find out. I'm going to get off my lazy chair, and I'm going to put effort and energy. Justin Bieber learned to play the guitar because of the internet. I'm going to learn history because it's available to me. The whole Library of Congress is available to me on the internet. Forget about playing guitar. I'm going to learn how to be a good American. I'm going to educate myself on the Constitution. I'm going to educate myself on the church. And I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And this evil suspicion junk, all this whispering stuff about the tree of knowledge, and did God really say that you truly have to be a disciple to follow Jesus? What are you doing? Yes. 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 Understand that God's word is living. It's active. It's sharper than a double-edged sword. And this is what Paul says. When Paul's writing Timothy about this very thing, he says very specifically, have nothing to do with them. It's time for you to tell a few people to get out of your ear.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I love VFN Radio. You know, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it, because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an something or an something, and put it on your desk at work, and you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world. You can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important, because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker on the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says it's a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? I mean, really mean it. You know, they aren't faking it. It's just like, what? Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure
that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
You know, I was thinking more, you know, welcome back. I was just thinking more, Steve, about this evil suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know we've been talking about it, and I mean, of all the things that could have happened was in the very beginning of all creation, you know, Eve began to have evil suspicions about God because she believed, I mean, think about it. She believed what Satan had told her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God just, you know, he's not pure in his response to you. What he really is concerned about is you'll eat from this tree and then you'll be like him and you'll know. And so all of a sudden she began to take on evil suspicions about God. I mean, that's kind of how you think of it like this, because, you know, he says in his word, I think it was 1 Timothy, as I said, chapters, was it 4 or 5 or 6? He talks about, he says in verse 3, he says, if anyone teaches other wise or anything different than what I'm teaching, it does not agree to sound doctrine, instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to godly teaching. And how many people who really is, somebody, think about it. You just simply pull out the Bible and say, you know, I'm with you here. We need mercy and grace with this, but this is how God wants us to do this.
Mm.
Honey, husband, you know, children, I mean, finance, church. I mean, think about that. He said, if anyone teaches anything else that I've been teaching you and does not agree to sound instruction or doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching, he says, they are conceited. And they understand nothing. You understand nothing? The clinger. So,
who?
It's a fly. It's never mind.
That accent again.
Yeah. Yeah, right? And so Hogan's Heroes back in 1812.
Okay.
And so
that's before your time.
You gotta have have the movie in your head to make your accent how to fit. Then he says they have an unhealthy interest. Those people have unhealthy interest in controversies and arguments, quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, and evil suspicion, and constant friction between people of corrupt minds, who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain. He goes on to say, he says, look, have nothing to do with these folks. I mean, if Eve would have walked away from Satan's conversation, think about it. I mean, if we would just walk away from people who were trying to produce evil suspicions in us about others. I mean, the moment that people start putting things in your mind and in your heart about somebody that's creating the image and the likeness of God without any facts, without any motive. In other words, if you have no authority to do something about it, and God requires nothing of you for that person, then there's no reason for you to even know that. Mm-hmm. But if there's a required response, in other words, if you're an authority over that situation, or, you know, God is wanting you to pray for that person, not criticize that person, that's different. But if they're just creating false, evil concepts and narratives, which is taking place all over the place today, he said these people are just they're working some scheme out that produces something good for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, you know, they're conceited, they're just the I factor. But the way that, you know, I was talking about how we're created, and I was reading from the scriptures about, you know, if we say and we believe and we confess, you know, it's going to happen. So we begin to build our own environments with that. We begin to you know, it is ever how I believe it is. And this is what people understand is you need to know how somebody perceives it, because to them, that's their reality. Mm-hmm. Even though it's not reality, But because they perceive it that way, they're totally convinced that they're right, even if they're wrong. So you can't just go, well, that's just stupid. I mean, how many people just go, that's just stupid? And it's like, you can't do that. You've got to be able to say that, that I understand what you're saying. This is what you're saying, you know, A, B, C. And they go, correct. That's exactly how I see it. And then you say, okay, well, let's go find out what God has to say about it. And then they get to compare the two. And they find out what I perceived is wrong. This is how it is. Or they go, I don't care. This is how I want it to go. And they make a decision like that. Well, since we can create, imagine this. Imagine, so we have, I don't know, have you ever been in the ocean before? Have you ever been in the Gulf before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing that if you take your body and you jump into this huge ocean, that water, unless you open your mouth and breathe through your nose, the water does not have access inside your body.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, it's like your body's watertight. The older you get, the less watertight. I think water's got out of my ear. And so, you know, you learn as a kid, you know, don't breathe when you're underwater, right?
All right.
It's like call rescue. You breathe underwater. And so you're able to get in the water, but nothing changes on the inside of you. Mm-hmm. But if you get a cut, you know, all of a sudden now that water can actually have access into your body. The outside can influence the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens is imagine when you begin to entertain evil suspicions, it's like you open up a hedge of protection around you, the shield of faith. You begin to, if you would, you know, put a cut in your skin. And now what you were able to be in called the world, who didn't have access to you, now you just open this Pandora's box of accusations. You basically just said, Mr. Accuser, come and accuse that person to me.
Mm.
You just totally opened it up. It's like, yeah, you're so used to all those times you swam and you didn't get wet on the inside. You're thinking, you're still confused. You don't understand why these things are happening. And you're judging where you are now based on where you used to be. But you used to not entertain accusations about folks. These false accusations. But once, it's amazing, you know, once you're open to the fact of that narrative, that accusation being true, there's like 15,000 things that just flood in instantly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Satan's called the accuser of the brethren. I mean, he's not just the accuser of mankind. He's accuser of Christian brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't understand this, you may walk around offended all the time, not understanding. It's just you and Satan having to talk like Eve did with Satan in the garden. I mean, you guys are just buying into everything that Satan says. And so if you entertain that, and this is what Jesus said, he's a liar. He's a father of lies, and he's been, you know, when he lies, he speaks his native language. So he's not going to tell you the right truth of what's going on in someone's life. And what some people call discernment is nothing but a critical, fault-finding judgment, evil, suspicion spirit that just comes out of them over something. And when you start speaking it, it is your reality. So all of a sudden, when you start presenting your life towards that person you're accusing, you start getting feedback based on what your beliefs are, which causes you to go deeper in your spiral. It's like, I just knew it. I knew she was like that. I knew he was, you know, and it's all of a sudden it's like, man, you're going down, Eve. I mean, this ain't going to be good. It's called the fall of man, right?
Right.
And I remember when, you know, some of the examples of that, you have that, you know, the enemy is accusing continually, and you have to be able to be mindful of that. You know, when you're being used as a gauge for what's going on, you know, that is the synergy of pride. But when Jesus is being used as the plumb line, all of us need help. We realize that every one of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But I was flying on a plane. And I'm speaking about, you know, how the accuser comes in. I'm on this particular plane, and I'm coming back. I think I was with John and Teresa in Jersey. And just flying, we're catching the flights and all different things that you do. And I'm sitting in the middle of this one flight, and I look in my luggage on the flight.
In your luggage?
In my luggage.
Okay.
Or on it. What is it? On it or in it?
I wasn't sure what you said.
Yeah, on it. It's a good program here. Listen. And so, no, right.
I'm trying.
Right.
In the overhead compartment.
And, you know, all of a sudden, I look at there, and I look, and my camera's missing. My camera was missing that was there. And I was more concerned about the shots that were on the camera. And so I'm sitting, with, several people in the same row as me. And immediately, as soon as I looked everywhere that I could find it, and I looked to the right, and I looked to the left, and looked around, immediately the enemy began to accuse people to me. I mean, it was instant. And then he built on that to saying, okay, since that's probably the truth, then this is probably what's going on. And so that was just, it was like this huge wave of just a deluge of accusation. Then all of a sudden, and if that's true, then this is what's going on. And this is why this person's looking straight forward right now, because they don't, it's like, oh my goodness. It's like, this person's convicted. Satan has convicted this person and convinced me, and I was just, I remember I didn't say anything, and I get off of the flight and catch on the flight, whatever. And I get back to home, and I'm talking about this thing. I'm talking about every accusation that the enemy told me. And it was so real to me. It was true. And I could feel it. I could see it. I mean, everything, the dimensions that he painted out, the enemy painted out to me. And then one day, Donna, my wife, finds the camera. And the camera was sitting by a chair. It had fallen out in the crack of a chair in our home, but which means I brought it back with me. And this innocent human being.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Well, I realized you didn't take it. this innocent human being, was just, I just felt horrific. Yeah. I just felt like, who am I? Who do I think I am? I just felt terrible and just like all this compassion and just wanted to go find, I was going to find this person because we were traveling throughout the States. And I just felt like dirty and just wrong, and it was evil. And I think, oh my goodness, as I'm thinking about what we're talking about, that's exactly what it's like when the enemy starts speaking false, evil, has this evil suspicioning spirit, these evil suspicions, I'm sure that, he took this camera. I'm sure that that's the reason why they didn't hire you. I'm sure, that this whole thing's based on racism. I'm sure the reason why that he won't let you do that because he doesn't honor women. I'm sure, this is what's wrong. All these accusations, and we buy into those things. Mm. And it's really real to us. That's our perception. And we're never going to get along. We're never going to move in unity if we're listening to the accuser of the brethren. And we've got to realize, this thing, this is just amazing. Things happen, but immediately you don't have to lay blame. You don't have to begin to immediately try to resolve things by thinking it has to be this and it has to be that, because you're like cutting yourself in the water, and you're going to, a flood of accusations are going to come in. You just got to pray about it. Mm. You got to pray about it. Say, dear Lord, help me with this situation. And God's not worried that we lose something. He's not worried. I mean, if a neighbor comes to borrow a cup of sugar, give it to him. If someone needs help, help them. And if somebody punches you in one cheek, turn the other cheek. He's not that concerned about these kind of things. But he's more concerned about a reaction to those things. Mm-hmm. And understand that the accuser of the brethren is like the ocean. And when we're walking right before the Lord, we're like that human body in the water. And the moment we entertain an accusation against another, that whole ocean is going to flood in. Mm-hmm. The water that was on the outside, the accusation that was on the outside of your shield of faith, your confidence, the shield of faith, which extinguishes all the accusations of the enemy. Mm-hmm. Now you have a cut in it, a split in it. You have a kink in your armor, and the enemy is going to flood all these accusations, and you just have to stop and slam on the brakes. This is so important, because I believe so many people, maybe in your marriage, maybe in your family, maybe in your church gathering, maybe in your workplace, maybe, the enemy is accusing your boss to you every single day. Mm. Maybe he's accusing your employees to you, your fellow coworker, maybe your pastor. The enemy's accusing your pastor to you, or your flock to you. I mean, you're maybe the president. The enemy's accusing the president to you, and you to the president. I mean, all kinds of, we got to listen. We got to pay attention. Who is this accuser? Mm. We'll talk more about that when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 eye guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you. So when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 eye guy.
$50 eye guy.
You're so tired of being single, and it feels impossible to meet a really good Christian person worth dating. This is John Fuller with Focus on the Family Minute, and here's Lisa Anderson from our Boundless Outreach.
You know, you have to look at creative ways of meeting people. And one of those is to get people, I love to tell others to get people on your team. And I have done that. I have had people, I sign them up for my team, and I say, join Team Lisa, and that means you are going to pray for a spouse for me, you are going to pray for me to be a godly spouse, you are going to keep your eyes open for people that are potential matches for me, because who better to match you up with a godly spouse than the people that know and love you best.
If you're single, get some people on your team. And if you're married, come alongside a single and pray for them, encourage them, and maybe even introduce them to someone. You can find more insights from Lisa and her team when you stop by boundless.org.
And you know, Pat, I abide. You abide?
Oh, yeah.
Steve, do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
I abide, you abide, Steve abides. We all abide together. We want to encourage you to abide along with us.
And Chris does too.
And I think Chris does too. He's shaking.
We
over
got
there.
A smile.
He doesn't have a mic. Oh,
right,
he's jumping. He abides too. And I know Greg abides. Listen, join us in abiding. We talked about how you can get a free simple plan. Go to iabide.org, select get your free plan today. And when you begin to abide, we want to hear what the Lord is saying to you. Contact us. Of course, you can always follow us on Facebook and go to VFNTV.com to find different ways that you can connect with us and with the program. Mm. And we want to hear what God is saying. There's so many abiders right now, and God's saying so many wonderful things. Children are hearing from God, and they're journaling what God is speaking to them in the Word. And
with
that
crayons.
Is beautiful. Crayons, pens, markers, you name it. They're just writing it down. And God speaking to him, giving him dreams, and it's like, wow, very good. So the Spirit knows no age. You know that? Spirit knows no age.
Nope.
And when God wants to speak, he will definitely, definitely speak.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So if we, if truly the accuser, and it's Revelation 12:19, he says, for the accuser of the brothers and the sisters, you know, your fellow believers, who accuses you before God day and night. So that's like the ocean. It's like this water. It's like air. And it has no access to us unless we begin to do like Eve and entertain what is being said to us as a potential. It's a suspicion now.
All right.
People go, some people call it gossip,
all right.
You know, but you're opening yourself up when you allow something to be said like that. And I'm just telling you, there's people who call themselves intercessors, but you're nothing but just captives to people who have evil suspicions. And everything you say, you're feeding into the ear of I mean, even Jesus said to Peter, you know, you almost tempted me not to do the Father's will. And just for the office, or there is no, I mean, there's no office per se, but somebody who says, you know, I got my intercessors, which is great. It's good to pray. Everybody should pray. But if you carry that evil suspicion all the time, you're just like the mouth. You're like what happened with Peter when he told Jesus, because Peter had some evil, entertained
the evil suspicion of Satan, the accusation that said, listen, if you know, this is what's going to happen, Peter. If Jesus goes to Jerusalem, they're going to kill him and all this is going to be over. Mm-hmm. And so Peter says to Jesus, now that he's believed that evil accusation, Jesus, don't go to Jerusalem. Jesus's response was, Satan, get behind me. Why? Right. Because that accusation came from Satan. It's so important because sometimes you'll begin to categorize Peter as what he said versus, no, the words he spoke was spiritual. Mm. He was repeating an accusation of the enemy, and he would be used most powerfully, as we read about in the book of Acts, to preach one of the most powerful messages, you know, in the church was birth. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, any of us could be held captive or held, you know, be trapped by that. And we can always measure what is, does this divide me from them or does this unite me with them? Mm-hmm. Does this cause me because you can't control what the enemy's fighting or shooting at you. You can't say, you know, I must feel terrible now because the enemy just accused this person to me. You can say, you cannot entertain that as reality. You're not going to let that thought, you know, mm-hmm. as you were saying in the break, you know, every mm-hmm. thought's not our thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you can't feel bad because that just came your way. But if you let it nest in your mind and you let it stay there and you begin to entertain it as, hey, you know, maybe so, then that thing's getting root. It's going to formulate and it's going to produce, you know, sin and evilness in our own lives. But just give you another example of this. And this happens all the time because it's like water. So I'm just going to lay myself out there because I know this has never happened to anybody that's listening and definitely nobody here other than me on the program. But you know, similar to the situation, I was in a restaurant and I was eating hot wings. Those are amazing gifts from the Lord, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Good ones.
Big ones. Big hot wings.
Big bread.
And I'm just having the time of my life because, you know, it's hot
wings.
Enjoying
the moment.
And, yeah, normally you got sports or something going on.
Hot sauce.
And all of a sudden, in the midst of all this greasiness and this stuff everywhere, this joyful moment, all of a sudden, I look down, and my cell phone's missing.
Oh my gosh!
My cell phone.
You should know by now.
Well, this is not recently. This is not what you did last week, Jimmy. Crickets. Come on. We're just talking about stuff that happened 18 years ago.
I mean, when you lose stuff.
No. And so, my cell phone's missing. You know, it was a Razor phone. What do you call those things?
Oh, yeah. Wow, that was a while back.
Thank phone? You. I knew that would help.
Wow.
Well, it's not a Razor phone, but it helps you date.
Close, yeah, yeah.
And so,
flip phone?
It was, I don't know, I had a dial up on it. Anyway, so, I looked down, you know, and it's missing. And immediately you go through the checklist. I have to go to a deep checklist My brain is not like you guys' brain. But they get this list always just thumbing through files. I have no files to go through. If I'm not spirit-led, I'm lost. Anyway. And so, I started thinking, you know, was I here? Did I leave it there? Did I put it here? And then all of a sudden, I opened myself up. When I lift up my head from my hot wings and I looked around the restaurant, and immediately Satan was right there to begin to, maybe this one, maybe that one. You remember when you went here? You remember when this happened? And I'm thinking, you know, I'm buying into it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm buying it. How many people right now saw Ferguson on their news and you allowed the accuser to accuse anybody that you saw on television and you mm-hmm. believe what you perceive to be is true and it's not? You don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even really know. Unless you're there, you don't really know what's happening. Mm-hmm. We have to listen to the folks that are there. Ferguson, Missouri. And so, you know, hearing the son of Hamas, you know, listening to his story and understanding how he got saved. And it gives you, it's like, oh my goodness, I entertain evil suspicions about the Arab people or people who are in Hamas, that they can be saved too. They can give their life to the Lord. They can leave that life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you think, how many people have been isolated from the gospel because we allow the devil to accuse them to us, a people group or a nation or whatever. So I look around this, restaurant, and immediately, just like the ocean, as I looked at certain folks in that particular restaurant, he would begin to, he gave probabilities. But it was like this radar looking around. It's kind of all these probabilities are coming in.
Right.
And you go through all these emotions and the feeling of loss, and the enemy just gets, you know, how many children have done this with their parents? How many parents have done this with their children? How many brothers have done this to brothers? Just ball into what the enemy's doing. I go and talk to the particular owner of the restaurant, which is an acquaintance of mine, and I guess it's just lost. It's just lost. And I go to get my vehicle. When I go to get my vehicle, there was my phone. There was my phone. Huh. And you know what? I wanted to share that with you because this is, you know, it could happen to you today. I'm not talking about, but understand, this is where we are today. The devil is dividing everybody he can in America. He's dividing the church. Mm-hmm. He's dividing marriage. He's dividing family. He's accusing everybody to everybody, God to you, your brother to you, people to you, and he's dividing. This is what you say to folks. I won't believe what they say about you if you won't believe what they say about me, which shocks folks because they didn't realize that they were the only ones hearing accusations of the enemy. Like, you won't believe what the devil told me, but I ain't going to tell you what to do. He says, or you can say, you know what? If you don't believe what Satan says about me, I won't believe what he says about you. Let's believe what God says about each other.
Hmm.
Let's be willing to take a loss. Be very, very cautious when you suffer a loss, when something goes wrong, when you lose your job or you don't get a raise or something doesn't go right or you get chose for the singing part or, I mean, thousands of things, whatever it is. Guard your heart because the enemy is going to come in like a flood if you open yourselves up to accusation. When the enemy comes in like a flood, take heart because our God will raise a standard in the middle of it. Don't entertain evil suspicion.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Every single weekend, starting at 9 a.m. Central Time, all going all the way to Monday morning at 9 a.m. when the live program starts,
every single weekend we have Marathon Weekend. What is that? That's every program that was live throughout that week plays back to back.
Back to back?
Back to back. Marathon Weekend. You got to get it.